We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Dr. Honigman is here, and as I've been telling you via social media and on the radio this week, asthma, what are the triggers? And I'm just going to tell you this, 412-922-WELL. 9355. If you need help getting well naturally from this and other issues, I urge you to call today and make an appointment with Dr. Honigman. That's H-O-N-I-G-M-A-N. Or you can call us right now at 866-391-1020. Doc, my son had this years ago. Thank goodness he grew out of it. But it can be very frightening. And obviously, any help that you can give anyone, definitely worth listening to. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. And good to be with you again.
Good to see you, too.
Okay, yes, we will be talking about asthma, and it's a very serious problem, especially for children and especially here in the Pittsburgh area. But for those of you tuning in for the first time, I am Dr. Joseph Honigman of the Weiner Wellness Center, and thank you for tuning in. I'm a lifestyle and wellness-oriented chiropractic doctor who also holds a Master of Public Health degree from the University of Pittsburgh. I use safe, natural, effective methods to get your body to work better and restore your health by addressing the lifestyle and environmental factors, which are often the root cause of the problem. My objective is health restoration, and the protocol is designed specifically for you as a unique individual. It is not a generic treatment for a condition to take away symptoms. So whether your goal is to optimize your already good health, review your supplement regime, or to address the root causes of a chronic disease such as diabetes, I can help you. However, I want to be clear that I do not diagnose or treat disease, and if you are taking drugs, you are not to stop taking your medications on your own, but rather as you improve through better lifestyle choices, you can ask your doctor to reduce the amount and possibly even stop taking them altogether. I have helped many patients and clients achieve this. And we're going to be getting to the topic asthma very shortly, but Rob, I believe last week we talked about gastroesophageal reflux disease, also known as reflux. Since then, I've had two patients come in, and I had been seeing them for a couple weeks prior to that because I was telling you that I do a maneuver called a hiatal hernia maneuver, where I pull the hernia, which is a piece of the stomach that has moved up into the chest cavity, back down to where it belongs. The first patient, her particular problem was caused by a mechanical issue. She had lifted too heavy of an object, and that was the only reason, apparently, that she had reflux. So I did not have to put her on any fancy regime. I didn't have to give her, I didn't even have to give her any supplements. We did the hiatal hernia maneuver three times. And at the end of the third, she said to me, "Well, this is great. I have no reflux whatsoever." Another patient is a young boy that his mother brought in. And he was diagnosed with reflux a little over a year ago. And he was put on a proton pump inhibitor. Now, for this particular child, in addition to doing the hiatal hernia maneuver, I did put him on a diet, and we did use some specific supplements. After the third visit, her mother said to me, "This is amazing. I can't believe how well he's doing. He had no reflux in the last week from the week before." So these are two great examples of two people who got well naturally. And by the way, this child is now on half the medication that he was on previously with only three visits.
Great stuff. Listen, 412-922-WELL, 9355. Call right now. They're there. Make an appointment with him and definitely get well naturally. We'll come back. Dr. Honigman is also taking your calls here. So if asthma is something you're dealing with, family member, friend, you need help, especially if it's one of your children, pick up the phone. Call us 866-391-1020. Dollar Bank, Instant Access, KDKRadio.com, or you can text me on the Red Automotive Line, the best deal in town. All right, Dr. Hahnemann is going to pick up on asthma, roots, causes, triggers of asthma, air pollution, possible cause or trigger of asthma. You're dealing with it, someone you know, especially your children. You're looking to help them naturally. Call us right now, 866-391-1020, or call them directly at the Weiner Wellness Center, 412-922-WELL or 9355. Dr. Hahnemann, go ahead.
Okay, Rob. So asthma is a chronic disease that causes narrowing of the airways that carry air from the nose and mouth to the lungs. So think of your airways as tubes that transport air in and out of your lungs. People with asthma have inflamed airways. They have inflamed tubes. The inflammation makes the airway swollen and very sensitive, and they tend to react strongly to certain substances. When the airways react, the muscles around the airways tighten. This further narrows the airways, causing less airflow into the lungs. In addition, cells in the airways make more mucus than usual, and mucus is a sticky, thick liquid that can narrow the airways. Bottom line is that this chain reaction of the swelling, tightening of the muscles around the airways, and mucus buildup results in the narrowing of the airways, along with the following symptoms, which include wheezing, shortness of breath, coughing, tightness in the chest. Asthma can make it more difficult to breathe, and it can even be deadly. The most common causes of an asthma flare-up include respiratory infection or virus, exercise, allergens, air pollution, but it can occur with no obvious causes. Types of asthma include occupational asthma, which is the most common cause of work-related pulmonary disease. Here in Pittsburgh, and in the surrounding area, we have more than our fair share. Chemical fumes, gases, dust, or other substances on the job are all triggers. In addition, asthma is the most common cause of chronic childhood disease. In the United States, asthma is the main reason for hospitalization in children and for school absenteeism due to a chronic disease. Years ago, it was believed that the majority of asthmatics outgrew their asthma. However, approximately half of the children do not. Pittsburgh's children have a much higher rate of asthma than the rest of the state or country. In general, this is how asthma is triggered. A foreign material, something our immune system considers to be undesirable, such as a virus or a dust particle, activates a specific immune response from a specific antibody called IgE. If you want to understand asthma, it's important to be familiar with the IgE mast cell allergen connection. So I'm asking you to be familiar with those three terms, IgE, mast cells, and allergens. And I will explain that connection very shortly. Antibodies are part of an immune system, a part of our immune system. They combine with substances that the body recognizes as alien, such as bacteria, viruses, and foreign substances. Antibodies are used to neutralize any detrimental effect that they may have on us. The foreign material is termed an antigen. An antigen can be any substance that the immune system perceives as being foreign and dangerous. In other words, it doesn't really have to be foreign and dangerous. It just has to appear to be foreign and dangerous. Now, an allergen is a type of antigen that produces an abnormally vigorous immune response. In other words, our immune system takes it a little too far, like killing a mosquito with a baseball bat. Whatever is around the mosquito is going to be damaged. The antibody IgE, the specific antibody IgE, plays a role in the allergic response. And although IgE is also helpful in fighting infection by various parasites, resistant certain types of ticks, and surviving venoms, it is most well known for targeting allergens. That's the antibody IgE, and they are attached to mast cells. Mast cells are part of our immune system, and they protect us from injury and help the body to heal by releasing chemical alarms such as histamine to fight off what it senses as harmful, and this will cause swelling and inflammation. Now, I'm going through all that because I want you to understand that the IgE and the mast cells are there for a purpose. They're not just there to make us miserable. They're also there to help us heal and to protect us from true foreign invaders. But by definition, an allergic reaction occurs when the immune system overreacts to a relatively harmless substance for most other people. That's what an allergen is, right? It's when the immune system overreacts to a relatively harmless substance for most other people, and we call that substance an allergen. And they may include dust mites, ear pollutants, pets, pollen, insects, certain foods, and some medications. And there are more. Now, here is the bottom line of the IgE mast cell allergen connection and asthma. For example, an allergen such as dust or ragweed binds to the IgE antibodies on mast cells. When this happens, the body of an asthmatic person recognizes the small particles inhaled in the lungs as dangerous, much like it would a virus. As part of the immune response, the mast cells release several chemicals, including the well-known histamine, into the sensitive inner surface of our lungs, which sets into motion an allergic reaction causing swelling and inflammation of our airways, the tightening of the muscles around the airways, and a buildup of mucus in the lungs, all contributing to narrowing the airways, causing less air to flow into the lungs. Wheezing, shortness of breath, coughing, tightness in the chest are often the consequences, and those symptoms characterize asthma. In most flares of asthma, the cough is non-productive, and it's called a dry cough. With asthma, wheezing often accompanies this non-productive cough. This is a high-pitched whistling sound caused by constricted airways. This cough can be especially bothersome at night, interfering with the ability to have a restful sleep. Now, we all have some IgE antibodies. However, the allergic individual has a genetically or environmentally acquired hyperactive system with more IgE molecules per mast cell, and there are also more mast cells in general than in someone who is not allergic. A lab test that measures blood IgE levels can help determine individuals who are susceptible to asthma, and a lung test called spirometry is used to determine the amount of airway obstruction you have.
All right, good stuff. Coming up, we'll have much more on this topic, which is asthma and what are the triggers. It is Get Well Naturally. Dr. Joseph Honigman is here. That's H-O-N-I-G-M-A-N. If you'd like to make an appointment, please call now and mention his name, the radio station, and say you'd like to meet with Dr. Honigman, and they'll set it up on their schedule, 412-922-WELL, 412-922-9355. All right, stay with us. Lots more still to come today, and we'll be back with more. And then next hour, Dr. Christopher Howard, the 8th president of Robert Morris University, joins The Raja Show. All right, let's get right back to this week's topic. It is asthma. Once again, Dr. Joseph Honigman. Doc.
Thanks, Rob. So talking about asthma, I've helped several patients improve their asthma condition, as well as other respiratory disorders. So not just asthma. If you have a COPD, such as chronic bronchitis or emphysema, make an appointment to see me. I'll be speaking about the COPD next week. My approach may include options that are not part of conventional medicine. For example, a patient came to see me who was suffering with asthma for basically his whole life. He tried pulmonary doctors, many general practitioners, and he was using inhalers and a nebulizer without much success. For his unique case, he was put on a detoxification diet and given supplements to combat bad bugs. Within 2 weeks, he was virtually in no need of his inhaler or nebulizer. This is what he had to say. "I don't remember ever not needing my medicines. My breathing is dramatically improved. This is amazing to me." So what are the root causes and triggers of asthma? Well, the cause of asthma is actually thought to be multifactorial. Environment, genetics, allergies, and nutrition may all play a role in the development of the disease. In other words, there does not seem to be a single or defining cause. Common triggers that increase asthma include viral infections, dust exposure, dust mites, animal dander. Even relatively harmless substances such as pollen may trigger an immune response and cause symptoms. Air pollution, high stress, tobacco, detergents, perfumes, and cosmetics may also increase symptoms. In addition, acid reflux, with or without heartburn, can trigger asthma symptoms. According to Cleveland Clinic, Over 75% of asthma patients are estimated to have gastroesophageal reflux disease, commonly known as reflux. I have found that several of my patients have come to me with reflux, also had asthma. And after addressing the root cause of the reflux, many also benefited with a reduction of asthma symptoms just from that alone. Several studies have indicated that food allergies play an important role in asthma. Double-blind food challenges in children have shown elimination diets to be successful in treating asthma. And this is something we may consider if you become a patient. Now let's discuss air pollution as a possible trigger. Many of us in this part of the country are exposed to large amounts of toxic outdoor and indoor pollution. For our children, asthma is the leading chronic disease and the main reason for hospitalization due to a chronic disease. And our air quality does play an important role in that. Allegheny County and Pittsburgh region, the Pittsburgh region, are still among the worst in the nation for air pollution. For fine particle pollution, we're ranked 8th worst in the nation. These small particles found in smoke, combustion particles, mold, and haze pose the greatest problem because they get deep into our lungs and may even get into our bloodstream. Exposure to such particles can affect both our lungs and our heart and cause serious health problems such as heart disease, chronic bronchitis, as well as asthma. And our region has very high asthma rates and elevated cancer risk due to air pollution. Allegheny County ranks among the top 2% for cancer risk due to pollution. In addition, based on a 3-year study, Deborah Gentile, a Pittsburgh pediatrician and asthma researcher, found that many of the elementary school children who live near industrial sources of air pollution were found to have high levels of asthma. The asthma prevalence rate among the students elevated was more than double the national estimate for children. The findings indicated that the children who were exposed to the highest level of particles had nearly 5 times the rate of uncontrolled or severe asthma. And now that brings us to how it's treated. The conventional treatment typically consists of a non-steroidal bronchodilator, an anti-inflammatory agent that you inhale. It causes the muscle cells in your lungs to relax, which opens up the airways. If that doesn't work, next is typically an inhaled steroid, a very potent anti-inflammatory agent. The reason these aggressive types of intervention are performed is because asthma is a very serious condition. Remember, it can kill you. So these treatments are often necessary for sudden acute exacerbations. Got that right? Unfortunately, they are not without side effects. So while they might save your life, a common side effect, which is typically not appreciated, is that non-steroidal bronchodilators still significantly increase your risk of heart disease. Overutilization of prescription and over-the-counter relievers, bronchodilators, can increase your risk of cardiac arrhythmias and death. And of course, steroids have many serious side effects, including cardiovascular disease, infections, osteoporosis, diabetes, weight gain, high blood pressure, and a variety of other disease conditions. These aggressive drug approaches, while at times necessary, do not treat the cause of asthma, and they can be quite dangerous. Toxicity from long-term steroid use can be devastating. If you do have to take them, the plan should be to get you off them as soon as possible. However, once more, to be clear, conventional treatments are sometimes the best temporary choices for acute attacks, especially when immediate relief can be a life and death matter. On the other hand, most conventional treatments just suppress the inflammation rather than trying to address the cause of the inflammation. I've recently heard it explained. If you're standing on a tack, it takes a lot of aspirin to make it feel better. Get the tack out. Maybe you won't need as much aspirin. Our objective is to get rid of the triggers that cause the problem and then help the body to reset. So my goal in addressing asthma is to find the underlying factors. Of course, that's going to mean improve a weakened or dysfunctional immune system, reduce oxidative stress, which causes the inflammation, and as you improve, you can ask your doctor to reduce your medication and possibly even get off it altogether. To accomplish this may require some testing for your specific allergies and triggers, and we can do that. We can order an IgE allergy test that evaluates serum IgE antibody levels for 14 region-specific common pollens. In other words, the ones that are in your environment, the ones that are in your neighborhood. And in addition, we can order an IgG4 food antibody profile, which measures serum levels of IgG4 antibodies specific to 90 food antigens. In other words, we can test for food sensitivity to 90 common food choices that may result in a food sensitivity and an increase in inflammation, and along with that, a total IgE measurement. To get you started immediately, though, without any of that, clearly the first step is to eliminate obvious avoidable allergens, minimize contact with respiratory irritants as much as we can, such as dust, mold, etc. However, it's doubtful that anyone can avoid outdoor and indoor pollution without moving to another planet. You just do your best. In addition, and this is important, everyone has their own unique combination of allergic triggers, and none of them, and not all of them, are going to be obvious. In fact, the majority of people with allergies, up to 80%, are allergic to multiple things. You may experience mild reactions to several allergens, not enough to cause an asthmatic trigger. However, when you encounter multiple things that you are allergic to the same time, all of those reactions can add up to the point where you do start experiencing asthma symptoms. Now, if you become a patient of mine, we may also need to take an unconventional approach, such as restoring the gut lining and gut health, because asthma is associated with intestinal permeability known as leaky gut. In other words, normally our gut lining and immune system will only allow certain things to pass into our bloodstream, but if there's damage to our gut lining resulting in a leaky gut, large undigested protein molecules like the infamous gluten can now enter the bloodstream, stimulate the immune response, which can result in an allergic reaction, and it may be a trigger for asthma. Depending on what we find, we may eliminate certain foods that may be a problem, and there may be issues in your gut, for example, such as yeast overgrowth. So we clean those out, we put good things back in, and sometimes that's enough, but it certainly will help. If you have asthma, one of the best things you can do, taking another route, is increase your fruits and vegetable intake. Now, just don't react with, oh, I know that already. Actually do something about it. Fruits and vegetables are absolutely associated with lower airway inflammation in asthmatics. In one study of 25 patients with asthma, 92% of the patients on a long-term trial of a vegan diet who completed the study had significant improvements in asthma symptoms, and the majority were able to reduce or stop taking medications. The researchers found a reduction in the tendency to develop lung infections as well. In contrast, our Western diet, the standard American diet, dominated by convenience and highly processed foods, including refined grains, processed and red meats, sweet fried foods, promote pro-inflammatory environment and cause an increase in airway inflammation. Bottom line, a diet high in antioxidants have been shown to improve asthma. That, of course, brings us to a whole food plant-based diet, because plants in general contain approximately 50 to 60 times more antioxidants than animal-based foods.
All right, drweiner.com. And if you'd like to make an appointment with Dr. Honigman, 412-922-WELL, 412-922-WELL, or 9355. That's Dr. Joseph Honigman, H-O-N-I-G-M-A-N. All right, let me give you the number again, 412-922-WELL, 412-922-9355. He's going to tell you about some great supplements that are on sale, and he's going to finish now what else he does dealing with asthma. So once again, from the Weiner Wellness Center, Get Well Naturally, your host, Dr. Joseph Honigman. So when you call and ask for an appointment, it's H-O-N-I-G-M-A-N, Doc.
Thanks, Rob. Okay, so a few more tips. Another suggestion, always drink plenty of water. Again, I talked about the fruits and vegetables. Make sure you do it, not just say you're going to do it. Another suggestion is always drink plenty of water to keep your respiratory tract secretions more fluid. Water is essential for healthy lungs, as dry lungs are more susceptible to irritation. I know lots of you out there are saying right now, oh, I drink water all the time, but you would be surprised at how many people don't. For example, yours truly has to have a large bottle of water in front of him at all times to remind myself to drink water. That's how I get it done. Otherwise, I would be dehydrated. We also need to address the neurological component of your lungs with chiropractic adjustments. Okay, so this can be helpful. I've had several patients, after being adjusted by me, comment that their asthma symptoms have improved as a result. And to remind you, I have over 26 years as a chiropractor. Breathing exercises may also be part of the solution. It's been shown that deep diaphragmatic breathing can decrease symptoms, the need for medications, and improve lung function. And if you've heard me over the months, I will often talk about diaphragmatic breathing as a method to decrease stress, to help with your heart. And now you know that it's also excellent for your lungs and to decrease asthma symptoms. I've helped many people learn this valuable technique. I'd be happy to help you learn it as well. Now we get to the supplements, and I call it intelligent supplementation. The goal is to reduce oxidative stress. That's kind of the source of inflammation, or one of the main sources of inflammation. The inflammation itself, and manage histamine and other pro-inflammatory substances, because that's what's responsible for the swelling and the narrowing of the airways. And it's the narrowing of the airways which is causing the symptoms. We want potent antioxidants, antihistamine, and anti-inflammatory modules. So the following supplements are at a 20% discount starting today through next Tuesday. And they are Metagenics Magnesium Complete, Nutritional Frontiers Air Max, Douglas Labs Ester C, and Metagenics has a powdered vitamin C, Pyridoxal 5-Phosphate, a very absorbable form of B6. Call our office, 412-922-9355, 412-922-WELL. Now, if you get someone on the front at the front desk, probably Ashley or Lynn today, they have a list. They know what's on sale. So if you forget, they'll let you know what they are. All of the supplements can be used for both asthma and allergies. So I'm going to go over this very quickly. I could go over all of this stuff in depth, but we're going to just breeze through it. Vitamin C, natural antihistamine, protects against the oxidative effects of air pollution and smoke, and can help reduce bronchial constriction in asthmatic tubes. In other words, right, it helps prevent the ear tubes from getting smaller. I'm recommending Air Max. Okay, this is an excellent supplement for both asthma and allergies. It contains many different supplements within it, including bromelain, quercetin, and something called perilla extract. And together they act as an excellent antihistamine, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant. That's Aramax. Magnesium glycinate. Okay, this is a potent bronchodilator. It has been used intravenously for children and adults with severe asthma exacerbations requiring emergency treatment. Now, the last supplement I recommend is the pyridoxal 5-phosphate, the active form of B6. In one study, supplementation with 50 milligrams of pyridoxine twice per day for patients with asthma resulted in subjective reports of dramatic decreases in frequency and severity of asthma attacks while taking the supplement. Once more, the supplements are Metagenics Magnesium Glycinate, Nutritional Frontiers Air Max, Metagenics Powdered Vitamin C, Douglas Ester C, and Nutritional Frontiers Vitamin B6. They are on sale today at 20%. You have to say you heard it on the radio, and they won't be on sale until next Friday. So that's pretty much everything that I want to talk about today. I just want to remind everyone that we have our own website at www.drweiner.com. We've got lots of wonderful information there. You get background bios of all the practitioners, not just me. You get it of the wonderful Dr. Orbach, Jeffrey Nisnik, and Adam Kawash. And you can see everything that we do. You can read about everything we do. And also, you can order most of our products online, and you can order all our products by calling 412-922-9355. I want to thank everyone again for tuning in. Next week, we will have more time for questions. I will make sure of that. We will be doing COPD, but I will shorten the talk so that we can take more callers.
Well, you got it all in today, but I want to talk about the significance of this sale, 20% on these incredible supplements. We've got a minute left, and I think it's really important to focus on that being a great savings, and also these are supplements that definitely will go a long way to help you stay well naturally.
Yeah, absolutely. Think about what you're trying to accomplish. What we're trying to do is relax the muscles so that they're not squeezing on the airways. We're trying to reduce the inflammation, which is the source of the problem. And we're also trying to decrease the mucus buildup, because it's the mucus buildup, it's the tightening of the bands, and it's the swelling of the airways that make and tighten the airways, causing the symptoms of asthma. These supplements are great mucolytics. In other words, they decrease the mucus. They're antioxidants, which means they're going to reduce inflammation. They're antihistamine, so they reduce the message that's going out to increase the inflammation. So they pretty much do everything we want them to do.
Listen, great show. Good stuff. And remember, you want to have him see you or someone that you love or know, family member, friend, child, when it comes to asthma, call right now. Get the information to the folks at the Weiner Wellness Center. They are standing by this afternoon. That's where he's headed back to. He'll be working most of the afternoon. 412-922-WELL. 412-922-WELL. 412-922-9355. And you can find out everything, all of the amazing work that he and others are doing at the Weiner Wellness Center by going to drweiner.com. But that important number to set up an appointment with Dr. Honigman, HONIGMAN, 412-922-WELL, 412-922-9355.